O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Welcome to Walking in the Way of Jesus, a journey through the Gospel of Mark. I'm Jay Voorhees, pastor of the City Road Chapel United Methodist Church, located in Madison, Tennessee, and your guide as we look together at the life of Jesus, the rabbi from Nazareth, upon whom Christianity is based as shared in the Gospel of Mark. This week's reading comes from Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 34. Jesus said to them, "Does anyone bring in a lamp in order to put it under a basket or a bed? Shouldn't it be placed on a lampstand? Everything hidden will be revealed, and everything secret will come out into the open. Whoever has ears to listen should pay attention." He said to them, "Listen carefully. God will evaluate you with the same standard you use to evaluate others. Indeed, you will receive even more. Those who have will receive more. But as for those who don't have, even what they don't have will be taken away from them." Then Jesus said, "This is what God's kingdom is like. It's as though someone scatters seed on the ground, then sleeps and wakes night and day. The seed sprouts and grows, but the farmer doesn't know how. The earth produces crops all by itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full head of grain. Whenever the crop is ready, the farmer goes out to cut the grain because it's harvest time." He continued, "What's a good image for God's kingdom? What parable can I use to explain it? Consider a mustard seed. When scattered on the ground, it's the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But when it's planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all vegetable plants. It produces such large branches that the birds in the sky are able to nest in its shade." With many such parables, he continued to give them the word, as much as they were able to hear. He spoke to them only in parables, then explained everything to his disciples when he was alone with them. Jesus continues this week with a series of parables about his mission and God's kingdom. The first parable suggests that transparency is the ultimate order of God's kingdom. Jesus proclaims that all that has been kept secret will be made clear. This may have been a response to the religious leaders he's been dealing with throughout the story, for very often religious leaders suggest that they and they alone understand the secret code to understanding God's desires. Jesus has come to throw open the doors and let all have equal access to the divine. The second parable is tied to the first in suggesting that once we have a knowledge of God's kingdom, we have a responsibility to share that knowledge with others. Jesus seems to suggest that those who have been given insight will grow in their knowledge in conjunction with their willingness to share the light that they have received. Jesus then moves to two parables that give a vision of life in God's kingdom. The first one follows up on the parable of the sower, acknowledging that while we are called to plant seeds in others' lives, growth only happens through God's grace. While we may have knowledge of God, God's kingdom flourishes not through our own efforts, but through God's initiative. This concern for spreading seeds continues with the parable of the mustard bush. It's important to understand that mustard bushes were the kudzu of the region. These bushes were basically a weed that proliferated throughout Palestine. Jesus uses his well-known image to suggest that the smallest of seeds can grow into something massive. The call for his followers is to plant seeds, no matter how small, and know that God will raise up something great out of those efforts. As you reflect on this week's reading, take some time to think about the following questions. How are you growing in the knowledge of God's love and grace in your own life? How are you sharing what you have learned about God along the way? What seeds are you planting in others and in the world? Glory be to our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen.